This is Marine Times Radio with the monthly roundup of news, comment and opinion from the fishing industry, the maritime and coastal communities, as reported in the January edition of the Marine Times newspaper, now on sale widely throughout Ireland. Tom McSweeney, Deputy Editor here, and these are the January headlines. Why is the exclusion of the Irish fleet from Rockall being allowed to continue? The Sea Fisheries Protection Authority has announced a new 3-year strategy in which it says it will deliver on collaboration with stakeholders. But what does that really mean? And Ireland now has a seat on the United Nations, so why is the government not using it to defend Irish fishing rights? This month, the Marine Times, the strong voice for Ireland's fishing, marine and coastal communities, calls on the EU Commissioner for the Environment, Oceans and Fisheries to be fair to Ireland and stop the abuse of the Irish fishing industry. Here's Mark McCarthy, editor of the paper, with this month's editorial.
It is time for the European Union to be fair to Ireland and to our fishing industry. The European Commission continues to avoid a direct imposition of burden sharing equally on all EU fishing fleets. It is abdicating its responsibility to be fair to Ireland in the outcome of the Brexit agreement. It has applied the outcome of this deal in a manner which discriminates against the Irish fishing industry. Additionally, it has arrogantly refused to disclose to the Irish industry the control audit report, which allegedly makes a range of damaging allegations against the sector. Arrogance is an offensive, overbearing attitude of superiority which the EU has displayed towards the Irish fishing industry by denying access to this report for several years. That arrogance is also displayed in its failure to apply burden sharing of the EU Brexit Agreement deal outcome affecting fisheries fairly and equitably across the European Union's fishing fleet. The Commission is subject to and must meet an obligation of fairness, but that obligation has not been met. Ireland has suffered the most. The EU Commission has failed to discharge the obligation of fairness in the way it has treated the Irish fishing industry, the most heavily penalised and suffering the most from the outcome of Brexit. It has not done enough in the years since the Brexit agreement was reached to correct this discrimination against Ireland. Natural justice assumes an absence of bias, but that is not applied by the EU towards Ireland's fishing industry. So, at the start of a new year, this newspaper calls directly on the EU Commissioner for Environment, Oceans and Fisheries, Virginijus Sinkevicius, who has direct responsibility for fisheries, within the Commission to be fair to Ireland.
That reference to the continuing refusal by the EU to disclose details of the controversial audit of the Irish fishing industry is a running sore for the industry, and is referred to also in our news report about the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority announcement of a new 3-year strategy. The authority has given an undertaking in that strategy that it will work as collaboratively as possible with key stakeholders. But what does that mean, the Marine Times asks. The SFPA has been criticised strongly from within the industry during the past year. One of the immediate ways in which it could improve relations, according to leading industry representative bodies, would be to release details of that controversial audit report. The Brexit deal hangover has eroded the EU Fisheries Council to the role of a farcical circus, it's claimed, in our report about the annual December EU quota circus. John Lynch, chief executive of the Irish South and East Fish Producers Organisation, says his organisation does not understand the willingness of the European Commission to accept overfishing of mackerel by Norway and the Faroe Islands. The Commission had no issue in withdrawing Ireland's control plan and forcing every fisherman in Ireland to weigh fish on the piers and harbours around our coast without evidence of wrongdoing, while turning a blind eye to the massive overfishing by Norway and the Faroe Islands, he says. Another chief executive writes in one of the paper's 3 front page headlines that all Ireland is seeking in order to ensure the future of the fishing industry, is to be able to fish our own fish in our own waters. So says Patrick Murphy, CEO of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation in Castletown Bear. He also makes the suggestion that Ireland should be using its influence at the United Nations to raise the wrongful destruction of one of the country's oldest industries, fishing. Here's Patrick Murphy, CEO of the Irish South and West.
One of the things that we should be proud of in Ireland is that our standings in the world, and we can see that on the Security Council, where Ireland has been given a seat on that council, because we are deemed to be fair and equitable, and we're deemed to have a good reputation all over the world. And looking at that, we too should look at how we should be fighting under the UNCLOS law for fair and equitable fishing rights for our people in our country. I can assure you we would do the same for any other country around the world if we thought that they were being mistreated or are not being treated or given equal rights and equal opportunities. So now that we're on this platform, surely we should be looking to show our worth and start at home and just look for a fair share of the fish that swim and breed and grow and develop in our waters. We're not looking for fish in other people's waters. We want to be clear about this. We're only looking for a fair share of the fish that inhabit the Irish waters around our state. And if we got that, we would have a vibrant industry that would support many generations of young people, men and women, all around our coastline. And God knows we could do with it now after the effects of COVID. And the state and the country could do with an influx of money, the billions that could be generated from our industry all around our coastline.
In his monthly column, Brendan Byrne, chief executive of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association, says that it's time to put the best team forward in the fight for the rights of the fishing industry in Europe. I attended my first European processors meeting, and it only confirmed what I knew well. We are the poor cousins in European terms, he writes. What is now required is an all-of-government approach, starting with an Taoiseach and other senior ministers. Ireland needs to put fishing front and centre and lead out on it with the Taoiseach's office, as opposed to the insular department approach, says Brendan Byrne. Top fishing industry figures contribute monthly columns to the Marine Times. Cormac Burke, chairman of the Irish Fishing and Seafood Alliance, asks the question in his: where is the right for Irish coastal communities to be allowed to survive in the fishing industry? It's a year since British authorities blocked fishermen from Ireland accessing traditional fishing grounds around Rockall. In an article questioning why the Irish government is allowing the situation to continue, the Marine Times reports that the Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, has estimated the economic impact of this action, causing the loss of squid and other fisheries, at nearly €8 million. The article reports that Sinn Féin spokesman on fisheries, Padraig McLaughlin, has accused the government of conceding British control over Rockall, which he describes as outrageous. Until I see decisive action from the government, I will not be convinced otherwise, he says. Minister McConnellogue has replied that Ireland holds very fast to our traditional rights and is determined to retain them and is working diplomatically to resolve the issue. However, the Marine Times article reports that the coastal community remains to be convinced of the government's commitment. In the January edition, you'll also see Declan Quigley writing about V-notching of lobsters and Leviathan lobsters. Dr. Roland Cosgrove, Fisheries Conservation Manager of Bordies Kiwara, writing about substantial improvements in global fish and marine life sustainability. There is international, regional and local news and columns about the lifeboats, the offshore islands and other national marine organisations. Now that you've heard this summary of the January edition of the Marine Times, please buy a copy of the paper or subscribe online to read the wide and comprehensive coverage of the fishing industry, the maritime and coastal communities in the leading newspaper for the maritime sector. The Marine Times, now on sale throughout Ireland.